very vibrant. That's right, carry on. I was just saying about being on a go slow this morning.
Yeah, it's Friday and I've got a bit of a cold brewing, so that's me.
Oh dear.
Never mind. How are you anyway? You all right?
Yeah, I'm very good, thanks. Yeah, very good. How are you?
Yeah, I'm okay, apart from this cold, but yeah, it's okay. You've had a couple of weeks back from your mammoth cycle ride.
I have, yeah, and I've re-entered it again for next year, so...
Glutton for punishment.
From that, I guess you can assume I quite enjoyed it.
Yeah, so, yeah. How was it? I mean, I know I've spoken to you since, but it was obviously hard work.
Yeah, it was good. Obviously, as I've re-entered it, I really enjoyed it. Smashed the fundraising target in the end, got to £11,500.
That's awesome. Pounds.
So the upper, like the stretch target was £9,800 because that was going to be £10 a mile. So yeah, I even managed to surpass that, which was good. And yeah, it was good. It was some tough days, rainy days, windy days. But yeah, it was kind of exceeded all my expectations in terms of how much I enjoyed it and what I got from it and stuff. It's been hard coming back to work, to be honest, and the normalities of life and things like that. But
Was there a bit of sort of camaraderie and stuff around the camp and at night, or was you just too knackered and you straight to bed?
No, there massively was, yeah. So I kind of knew a group of people before doing it. I'd done a couple of training rides with, so we formed a little WhatsApp group on from people from Devon and Cornwall. And so we kind of always managed to meet together. I rode with a couple of people every day from that group that we were about the same speed, and we always managed to find each other for dinner and stuff like that. So it was really, really good.
Good.
And what was funny though was, like, on the first half of it, whenever you saw someone who stopped to have a puncture, you're always like, "Oh, you okay? Do you need any help?" And generally, everyone always said no. I only stopped out one person with a puncture, and that's because they were riding in our group. But by the end of the week, everyone's so shattered and stuff, no one offers anymore.
I just cycle past.
Yeah, like even when you're offer and you're kind of like saying, "Please don't say yes, please don't say yes," because obviously if they say yes, you have to stop them and help them, which is what you should do anyway.
Yeah.
And if I had a puncture, I'd hope people would offer to help me, obviously.
Yeah.
But yeah, when you're 700 miles in and it's raining and windy, you're kind of thinking, don't say yes. Well, don't offer. People didn't offer.
Yeah. And I bet it's hard as well if you do stop to get going again, isn't it? That's the worst thing. When you're moving, you kind of got that momentum and it keeps you going. But if you stop and then have to start again, it's hard work.
Well, that's the thing. There were pit stops every 35 miles, 40 miles, depending on how long the stages were. And yeah, when it was raining, it was a case of just stop, quickly grab food, get going again. But what I found to my advantage is I don't drink a lot of coffee. And so always at the second pit stop, I'd get a coffee there.
Yeah.
And so the third stage, I'd be buzzing off caffeine. And, where everybody else would be dragging their asses along and stuff like that, that would be my flying bit. And I'd be on the front driving everyone along. So brilliant. I think they were probably quite glad that I didn't drink much coffee as well, because it helped them get to the finish.
Oh, that's good. Excellent. Oh, I'm glad you enjoyed it.
So yeah, signed up for next year and not going to do it for fundraising for next year, because that was exhausting within itself, doing all the stuff for that. Obviously great to raise lots of money for the charity that helped us so much. But and thank you to everyone who donated as well, who listened to this, of course. Yeah. Really appreciate it. But yeah, just next year, just going to do it for the sake of doing it and enjoy it.
Well, I mean, the amount you've raised is, you've probably raised 2 years' worth in one go there. So that's pretty
good. Yeah. Think of that. Plus, everyone's only got so much money, and you can only pester people for money so many times, can't you?
Yeah, I felt like that when I first ran the half marathon, the Reading half marathon, I did it for charity. And you just kind of realise how many other people are doing things for charity as well. And I didn't do it from then on, basically. If it's a big one-off event like you were doing, people are much more open to that. But if you're just doing something every year and you're going to do it anyway, it's kind of, you know, people get a bit charitied out.
Yeah, it's good though. I seem to have inspired a couple of other people to do it next year as well. So
that's good.
I did a post on Facebook every day, and then I got into the habit of doing Facebook live videos as well.
Right.
A tour of the camp, and I got a bit braver as I went along as well. So I started doing some live videos while I was cycling along up some of the hills. That's quite good fun.
Yeah, I'll have to look at that. I don't go on Facebook anymore, but I might dive on and see if... Are they still recorded when they're Facebook Live on?
Yeah, they should be there still, yep.
Okay, I'll have a look. Cool. Yeah. Oh, that's awesome. So when do you have to start training for the next one then?
I've not been back on a bike since I got back. So I use that. Do you still use that habit tracking app?
Yes, I do.
What's it called? I can't remember. Streaks. That's it. So my Streaks app was really funny because it was obviously doing really well. And then I can show you on the video. Can you see that? Where is it? I had lots of ticks in September, and then there's just all crosses from the 15th of September to yesterday. There's been no exercise, so I need to get back on it. But gently, yeah, there's no rush.
No pressure yet, yeah.
No, there's some other good events next year as well. The question was whether I was going to do Ride Across Britain again or look to do some other long-distance cycling things. So there's lots of different options.
Yeah.
And I have signed up for the Ride Across Britain thing again, but there's some other interesting ones as well, which I might look to do as part of the training.
Yeah, obviously not that same kind of distance, but...
Well, the one I'm probably going to do is a Dartmoor Legend, it's called, which is... it's a different kind of endurance, I guess. Rather than being spread out, it's 200 miles over 20 hours. You've got to complete it in 20 hours.
Oh, right.
And it's 20,000 feet of climbing as well, so that'll be interesting.
Yeah, yeah. Definitely interesting. Good Lord. Yeah. Oh, that's good. It's good you got into it.
Yeah.
I've done my mini bit for doing some extra exercise. I've signed up for the Henley Half Marathon on Saturday. Not quite a 9-day event, but I kind of had it in my mind, and I signed up for a couple of weeks ago and thought, yeah, well, weather's not looking great at the moment, but hopefully clear on Sunday. Yeah, and not quite 2,000 feet or however much it was you were climbing, but there's a mammoth hill in the middle of the Henley Half Marathon, which took me by surprise last time because I didn't really look at the route. So I've tried to prepare for it a bit better this time, but I'm not sure I'll be any better.
You've been doing some hill training.
Not necessarily specific hill training, but I've been picking the routes that I'd normally do, which have got hills in them, just so that I make sure I've run up a hill every time. So we'll see. But it's just one of those that goes on forever. It's 150 meter climb, but it's over such a long distance that it just wears you down. You know? So but it'd be good. I'm looking forward to it. Get that under my belt.
Will the family go out and support you and cheer you on?
No, they're bored of it now. The first couple of Reading Half Marathons I did, they were there. But after that, it was like, do you mind if we don't come? So, and this one's an early start as well. It starts at 9:30 in the morning. So I have to get up pretty early and get down there.
Early start. I was getting up at 5:00 every morning on Ride Across Britain.
Well, more for you.
So what's been going on with work?
Work's been okay. Yeah, it's been a while since we've recorded, wasn't it? Various things have been going on, but it's been chugging along as usual. I think I've been trying to work towards getting some more marketing done, and we're getting there slowly but surely. Yeah, it's the usual story, really. You know, everything, best laid plans and all that. I think they'll take 2 weeks and end up taking 4 weeks or 6 weeks. I've got some ads running and their job. Had a consistent stream of demos and new customers coming in, so that's good. It's not, you know, it's not like a fire hose or whatever, but it's things going and things ticking along. I've also got a new logo. So last time I think we were talking about the branding. The site's a bit tame and a bit old and a bit not very good, really. So it was kind of good enough. So I just chucked out a few jobs for getting a logo design, got a few different options done. And so I've chosen a logo now, which is a bit more... The old one was a bit sort of... Some people said it was a bit too sort of commercially or enterprisey, right? Looking at the sort of childcare market is where we are. So it's a bit more of a playful logo. And just, you know, updated the theme. I've not deployed it yet, but I've got an updated theme as well, which is a bit more modern. So hopefully that will make things look a bit better on the website. And then I need to actually add some more content to the website, because one of the other complaints about the sales website is there's not a lot on there in terms of, you know, what it does, what they have to pay, for example. There's no pricing page, so stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So that's all in the works. But it's just, I don't know how you find it, but this other things come up all the time. So you kind of spend an hour or so working on something and it never quite gets finished, and then you have to go and sort something else out. So that's the big problem at the moment, but we'll get it.
Well, we've been doing this ultra working thing, haven't we? Do you want to mention that?
Yeah, so that was based on the thing that we talked about it a while ago. The guy's named it. I'll put it in the show notes. But the idea of this ultra working stuff is that one of the things they do is have a morning of a day, I think, where loads of people just log on via Skype or whatever conferencing tool they use, and you just basically share with each other what you're gonna work on, and then work on it for however long, and then at the end you share again how you got on and things went. And I kind of like the idea of that as a way of helping you to get going, you know, because one of the problems often for me is actually getting working on stuff and then staying focused on it rather than switching back. So we had a go at it last couple of weeks, didn't we? Just for an hour. But for me, I don't know how you felt, but it really worked for me. I got
It was good. Yeah,
good hours.
We did an hour, didn't we? I was going to suggest perhaps doing a bit longer.
Yeah, No, that's good.
I thought when we finished yesterday, I could have stayed on for another hour or two at least.
Yeah, I agree totally. Yeah, that's a good idea. I had to go yesterday because I had a demo booked, but I'd definitely be up for that because it worked really well for me, just that focus. It's funny, just having you there, we weren't really talking that much, were we, or anything? It was just having someone at the other end of the line. It's your focus.
Mm. What was it you were working on yesterday? I can't remember what it was.
So yesterday I was working on sort of some automation of the setup for a new customer because at the moment there's a lot of manual stuff for me to do to set up a new customer, and I'm trying to get that as streamlined as possible. So that was what.
See, I remember when you first suggested it, we were going to stick to try to anyway. This is my understanding, was marketing stuff.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
And so I was going to say to you that you should try and stick to your website and website content stuff for those ultra working sessions.
Yeah, that's a good plan, actually. I should do that, yeah. I mean, I tied in that sort of automation of the onboarding, if you like, even though it's manual onboarding, that because it does help with that sales process, you know, if I can get somebody set up quickly and get the thing out to them, it saves my time and that. So I kind of put it in that marketing sales type bucket rather than development. But yeah, you're right. The focus should be on getting the sales site up, dated, really. Yeah, I think that's probably
as much as content, isn't it? Because we've been saying you need to add more content to your site for ages.
Yeah,
and ages.
At least 2 years.
And I've got loads of articles and documentation I need to add to my site as well. It's the important stuff, but it's always the stuff that falls to the bottom of the queue, isn't it? So
yeah,
I think that's what we should focus on in those ultra working sessions.
I agree. Yeah, you're right. We should do that. And maybe after the call, maybe we'll put a slot in the diary for next week. And yeah,
cool.
So how about you? How's work going for you?
It's been good, yeah. It's been interesting because I turned off all paid advertising when I was going away for sanity check. So there were no real leads adding while I was away, and those would have expired over the last week and a half.
Right.
So it's been quiet in terms of new or trials coming to an end and you know, converting them to new sales and stuff. But in between, before that, like the week after the ride, new sales came in, and there's some new sales started to come in just yesterday, which is when trials have started expiring. So that's good. I saw on Twitter, I can't remember, I assume it was when I got back, Justin Jackson put a tweet out about it being, there being 100 days left in the year.
Oh, God.
What were your annual goals and how close are you to achieving them? And I was like, oh, frickin' hell, I've got to need to get my ass into gear around some things.
Yeah.
So I am making a concerted effort. Well, the ultra working thing is good because I'm going to make a concerted effort around the content on the site and the marketing of it and stuff, but also just on sales. So I think last time we did a podcast, I was talking about the request access thing.
Yeah.
And where people have to do a survey now before they get access to sanity check.
Yeah, how's that going?
So that's going really well, actually. I get more information from people before they try the product. I think the people that are trying the product are giving it a better go because they're more serious about using it. So that's good, but there's been instances where people fill out, because it's like almost a three-step survey, because they have to request access. I send them a link to the survey, they fill out the survey, and then I send them a sign-up link. I can't remember, I wasn't even counting the steps then, but it sounds like there's at least four or five anyway. People were dropping out, so they were filling out the survey, and then I'd send them the sign-up link, and they weren't ever signing up for the trial. So I wanted to use a CRM just to help automate things and schedule tasks for me to do, such as make sure someone has signed up for a trial if they filled out the survey and things like that.
Yeah.
So I've gone with Close.io. Cool. Close.com it is now. They've got the domain name for that, which is good. And that seems to be working well at the moment. So more people are signing up for the trials that were missing, kind of dropping out of that trial funnel, I guess.
That's good.
It's difficult to say in terms of sales because, as I said at the start, there weren't many trials expiring up until yesterday, but now trials are starting to expire. We'll start to see whether the following up is helping convert people as well. So there was an auto sequence. Whenever someone signs up for a trial, people were getting four emails over 4 days about various features of the product and how to use it. And I think on day seven, they get one saying just generally, how's it going? Type email, let me know if you've got any questions. And then the day before the trial expired, they would get one saying, your trial's about to expire. This is where you can subscribe and so on.
Yeah.
But now with the automated follow-ups and the reminders to follow up, I manually, although it's coming from Close, send in one on the day of expiration saying, how did you get on with the product? Then a week later, asking for feedback. And then even a week after that, just saying, look, if they've not followed up or replied, just saying, no, you've not followed up, you're obviously busy, I'll stop chasing you now. But, you know, if you ever find time again to try sanity check, just let me know. And even that one, just saying to people that you're not going to follow up anymore. I've had a couple of people email back to that going, oh, I'm really sorry, I've been really busy. And then they've actually started the trial or, you know, wanted to extend it a little bit. So saying to them, just that one, just saying, you know, I'm not going to follow up anymore because you're obviously busy or not interested.
Yeah.
Has kind of kicked people into action a bit more.
Oh, that's good, yeah. So Close is from, that's Stelly Efty, isn't it? It's his company.
It is, yeah.
So I always had the impression that Close was a bit more of a sort of Salesforce-y type CRM tool where you've got people doing actual sales calls and stuff like that.
Yeah, so it is, but it's still email as well. So it reads your Outlook inbox and or Gmail or whatever and adds an email threads in that you've previously done. And
that's good.
And you can email directly from Close or from Outlook or whatever.
Right.
And it does, depending on what plan you go on, it does give you a business phone number as well, or a phone number, sorry. So if you can make phone calls from it, or if you get incoming phone calls, it logs all those within Close.io as well.
Right, that's good. Yeah,
You can do, within there, I'm like a sales pitch now for Close.
No, that's good.
You can, depending on what plan you go on, you can set up the automated emails from within Close. So, yeah.
That's pretty good, yeah. So I signed up for Pipedrive about a year ago now to try and do similar kinds of stuff because, you know, I had the flow of people booking a demo, having a demo. Usually they'd say they've got to go away and talk to someone else or they've got to go and think about it or, you know, talk to other companies, whatever. So then follow up the demo and then, like, similar process to yours, you know, follow up and then follow up again and then say, right, that's it, we're not bothering. So I signed up with Pipedrive to do that. And it's kind of, Pipedrive is, it's got this kind of Kanban approach where you have a deal, basically. So you have your contacts turns into a deal, and then you plot the deal through the different columns in the Kanban. And that's pretty good. I've never used the automation as I intended, though, because I never sat down and worked out exactly what I wanted to do. But that's something I should put into place, because at the moment I'm doing it manually. You know, I look at who's in which column, and when I get chance, because I'm not very good at this, you know, keeping up on the follow-ups.
Mm.
So, yeah, the automation, I think that's something I need to look into as well.
It's not as much the automation, because I've done it before. I've tried to set up Trello or even Excel for this, you know, where you set a follow-up date and then you'd look at the Excel spreadsheet and filter by date to see you've got a follow-up on today and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I've never kept up with those. But with Close, it's just easier because I don't use, like, the deal forecasting thing like you were saying with the Kanban board because it's just me. I don't really need to forecast sales to be able to say to someone what my target's going to be this month or anything. It's literally just the enclosed. I get a to-do list each day of who I've got to follow up to.
Right.
I've got templates for what I need to say. And so within 15, 20 minutes, I can follow up with everyone I need to that day. Yeah.
That's good. Yeah. Cool. Yeah. So you're happy with it so far, Close?
Yeah. I've got like 4 days left of the trial, I think. So I think I'll be taking out just the starter package, which I think is $35 a month.
Yeah.
Which is good.
Yeah, that's really good. Yeah, so I mean, I'm pretty happy with Pipedrive actually as well so far, even though I haven't used it to its full extent. I think I've got in the board, the sort of Kanban board, it's the deals area is what it's called. I've kind of got, you know, made contact, had a demo, first follow up, second follow up, and then whether they were won or lost or whatever. And that works really well for me, so I just move them through manually to each stage at the moment. But you can automate that, and I think that's what I'd like to do, is get that a bit more. Anyway, you know, that's good.
Cool.
Is there anything else been going on?
Don't think so.
No.
That's about it.
So I've got
I said about 100 days thing left in a year.
Yeah.
It's probably down to about 75 now, to let you know.
Yeah, thanks for that. Yeah, thanks.
My focus, I can't remember if I said the reason for trying Close was to focus on sales and marketing. So that's just going to be my focus for the rest of the year. I've kind of got to a point in the sanity check development where I've built all the stuff I want to build immediately unless I get some great idea to do quickly.
Yeah, that's a good place to be.
To focus on sales and marketing for the rest of this year while thinking out what kind of the next stage of development features will be.
Yeah, no, that's a really good place to be. I really need to focus on sales and marketing as well. It'd be good if we do these sort of ultra working sessions and try and help each other focus through that. That'd be really a big help. Yeah, I'm too easily distracted with, there are so many sort of things that cost, well, there's a lot of support goes on all the time for the product. And whilst I've got Alana helping out with a lot of that, I still have to get involved with a fair bit of it. And it's too easy to get dragged down into a support issue and then end up spending the rest of the day working on that. And then you come to the end of the day and you haven't got any of the marketing stuff that you plan to do. So, yeah, those hours that we spend really helpful.
Is the support person still working out well?
Yeah, she's really good. Yeah, she does a really good job. And a lot of the stuff that she has to contact me about is because of problems in the system. You know, things that aren't quite there that the customers can do themselves. They're getting less of those over time, but but they're still in there. And it's difficult for me to, when I get these requests from her, to not just go away and spend the next 2 days working on that feature so she can do it herself, you know, because although it is a pain and it is like a bottleneck, as we talked about before, the focus has got to be on the marketing side of things. So that's the difficulty for me is fighting with myself over diving into the code or focusing on something else. But it's going okay, yeah. I'm not going to get much done. So next week is a normal week. But then after that, I'm going to MicroConf EU.
Right.
So that's in Croatia. So I'm looking forward to it very much. Hopefully pick up some good tips and meet some old friends there.
That's half term, isn't it?
The week after is half term. So that's the other thing, is that during the half term week, I'm going away for a few days to visit my granddad. So yeah, it's going to be a quiet couple of weeks, unfortunately. But next week, though. Yeah, it'll be a good break. Looking forward to that. I'm going out on the Saturday to MicroConf, which is a day earlier than usual, just to have sort of a chill out day on Sunday and meet up with some people and do some stuff on Sunday. So
that was one of the best things about Ride Across Britain, was 9-10 days away from my computer. That's probably the longest period I've had away from my computer ever. It quickly made me I had to automate a couple of the final things to do before I left, which was good. So they're now reports that are automatically running and checking and running them if they need to be run. But yeah, I was a bit nervous about not having access to the server and things like that over the 9 days that I was away. But
yeah,
I think every single camp I had 4G access, so I could remote desktop on if I needed to. I think I did once just to check that everything was running, and it was. So I was like, oh, and that was it. The last 2 days were Saturday, Sunday. So I didn't really care if anything went down on those days, because generally people wouldn't be using it anyway.
Yeah.
But yeah, just being away from the news and all that stuff and email. Well, email I checked once a night, but just being away from the news basically and not knowing what was going on, because what you're doing is concentrating on eating and cycling.
Yeah,
that was probably the best thing about the break, and why I thought I want to do it again, just to almost have a reset week and a half, just to remind you that the news doesn't matter and what else is going on in the world is important, obviously, but you can't exist without checking the BBC news website every 3 hours or 2 hours.
More frequently than that for me. I totally agree with you. I can imagine that. I mean, I sometimes find myself, I complain about how much my phone invades my life, you know, in terms of checking it all the time. But then I find myself looking at it and looking at like 3 different email accounts just to see if anything's come in, you know. So it's not as even if I have to do it. It's just because I'm like bored or whatever, or trying to distract myself from something else.
That's where alerts are sometimes good. Like, I go back and forth between switching alerts on and off, because I find if I switch them off, I just end up manually checking those email accounts more often anyway.
Yeah.
Whereas exactly if that, I have alerts on, I don't check them unless I get an alert, which might only happen once every 4 or 5 hours anyway.
Yeah.
It's funny. I think it might have been in Wired, actually. Someone did a study or experiment, and it was around batching alerts together.
Oh,
and
right.
They found out that to batch alerts to 3 times a day created the most happiness or something like that, or made people more happy. So that'd be nice if iPhone did that.
It would be nice, yeah. Yeah, because that is it. I mean, I've turned off the little sort of badges with the numbers of unread emails and things like that, so I have to actually go in to see what's going on. And that, you're right, it does make me look more often. Even though I know I don't need to worry about it, you just think, oh, well, I've got 20 seconds, I'll look at my phone quickly. It turns into 5 minutes.
Yeah. Right, better get on and do some work.
Yeah, that's right. So, I'll speak to you next week, certainly. We'll do the Upwork,
Ultra work. I was going to say, so we're going to book in two, should we go for 2 hours next time?
Yeah, I think we should.
Have like a break at an hour.
Yeah.
Make a cup of tea.
Yeah, that sounds good. And
I was going to suggest whether we open it up to more people or not, or don't know.
Let's see how we go with the next 2 hour slot. And if we can make it a fairly regular thing, then we could definitely open it up to other
people. Because it doesn't rely on us then as well, does it? If other people are joining as well.
That's true.
If we just have a day or something.
Yeah, if we just have a standard slot where people can dial in. Cool.
Alrighty.
All right, have a good week.
Yeah, you too. See you later. See good luck with your run.
Oh, yes, thank you. Cheers.
Another personal best I'm expecting.
Oh, God. Try my best. See ya.
See ya.